WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Daily Boost in 5. Today's topic. We're diving deep into something we all experience, managing those swelling emotions and finding a little peace amidst the chaos. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? You know that feeling when stress, anxiety, or frustration takes over, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and out of control? Well, trust me, you're not alone. In this fast-paced world, navigating our emotions can be a real challenge. But guess what? We have the power to manage them, to find calm even when things get hectic. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves, they come and go. The key is learning how to ride those waves and not get swept away by them. So, let's break down 5 powerful strategies that can help you master your emotional landscape and find a sense of inner peace. First up, mindfulness. Think of it as bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting caught up in them. Sounds simple, right? But trust me, it makes a world of difference. Even a few minutes of deep breathing or focusing on your senses can help you center yourself and regain control. Next, reframe your perspective. You know that saying, everything happens for a reason. While it might sound cliche, there's some truth to it. Sometimes, shifting your viewpoint can dramatically change how you feel about a situation. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try to find the silver lining. Look for lessons learned, opportunities for growth, or even just moments of humor in challenging times. Now, let's talk about self-care. No, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about making time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking a break to recharge. Speaking of recharging, get enough sleep. It might seem obvious, but when we're sleep-deprived, everything feels harder. We get irritable, our decision-making suffers, and it's just plain difficult to manage our emotions effectively. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep each night, your brain and your mood will thank you. Finally, connect with others. We're social creatures hardwired to seek connection and support. Sharing your feelings with trusted friends or family members can be incredibly helpful in processing them and feeling less alone. Remember, sometimes just talking things out can make a world of difference. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, your phone is ringing off the hook, and you're running late for an important meeting. Stress levels are through the roof, right? But hold on. Instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you remember our strategies. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, even the scent of fresh coffee from your favorite drive-through. You reframe the situation. This traffic jam is just an opportunity to practice mindfulness and calm my mind. You reach out to a friend for a quick pep talk, sharing your frustration and reminding yourself you're not alone in this. You decide to use this time productively, listening to an inspiring podcast or catching up on emails. See? Even when things get tough, you can choose how to respond. So, remember these key takeaways. Practice mindfulness, reframe your perspective, prioritize self-care, get enough sleep, and connect with others. These strategies are your emotional toolbox. Use them wisely. You've got this. Now go out there, manage those emotions like a boss, and find that calm amidst the chaos. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little motivational boost. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'll be here every day, providing your daily dose of motivation. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.